Dennis Alton, Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We welcome you back in to the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner. A look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard from last night. It was Siegel 53, Franklin 7 in a game. I hope you heard on the radio. If not, we've got it podcast on our website at GoPrimeTimeSports.com. You can check it out there. Blackman defeated Independence 20-7. It was Riverdale on the road in West Tennessee in the Memphis area, about 40 miles outside of Memphis, actually, over Brighton, 42-19. Arlington squeaked by Oakland 31-28 last night. It was BGA 23, Smyrna 7. Antioch defeated Laverne 20-12. And in 9A, Nashville Christian 41, MTCS 6. Westmoreland 20, Eagleville 14. And that's where we turn our attention next here to Eagleville coach Steve Carson. And John introduced me as the B team. I guess it's okay. You and I can talk, can't we?
And I hope he's not referring to his, like, me being the B-team coach, too.
You never know what John's thinking.
Well, you know.
Someone mentioned, and I don't remember who it was, actually, Coach, that said they can tell the time of the season when they look at your hair. What do they mean by that?
I don't know.
Something about how it's lighter in the summertime. And
well, when you spend 14 hours a day on the mower and weed eating out of school and taking care of stuff, it, you know, just kind of whatever.
It just happens.
Well, I mean, I guess so.
But in all seriousness, it is because you are out in the sun. But what goes on? I don't really think people have a feel of what it is to be a football coach. You talk about all these hours on the moor and all this kind of thing. You know, it's not like college where you have these team, this grounds crew that comes in. You're the grounds crew. You're the football coach. You have to wash clothes. I mean, all of these things kind of go together, don't they?
Yeah, well, it's certainly a full time job in itself outside of teaching. And you know, most football coaches take pride in their facility and their field and all that sorts of things. And we do at Eagleville. And in order to keep it looking nice, somebody got to take care of it, and that's my responsibility.
So what process goes into keeping the field looking the way that it is? I mean, you're talking about watering, you're talking about mowing, all of these.
Well, you know, watering is the easy part. You just turn it on, you know. I wish it was all that easy.
Yeah, really.
You know, in the summer when it's fertilized and all that, you know, you have to cut it, you know, sometimes every day for a week or so. And then after that, you know, every other day. Then there's the spraying and all that sort of stuff to get the weeds and stuff out of it, and to go along with, you know, the practice field, and, you know, that's got to be in good shape. It's just a lot to do, you know.
Now, practice field's been a long time coming, too.
Yeah, we finally got us a practice field. We've had one, it just wasn't very good. But we've got a nice area to practice on now, and looking forward to just getting that better as the year goes on as well.
Well, there's a lot that goes into this game of football, just to give these young men the opportunity to get out there and compete and making them better, and that's just one of many parts of it. But I just thought I would kind of bring that up because all of you all, you know, all the coaches, assistant coaches, I mean, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's a like I said, it's a full-time job in itself. Not to mention when school starts and you've got to teach and do lesson plans and that sort of thing.
Sometimes going on the road is a little easier, isn't it? You don't have to do all that preparation. It's a different animal, isn't it?
You know, it's a I'd rather be at home.
I would assume so. Westmoreland last night hosted you all. Kind of figured that it was going to be the type of game that we saw last year. It was a win for you last year that kind of propelled you into an undefeated regular season. Westmoreland being at home, they kind of gave you their inaugural blow here for the year.
Well, you know the deck was stacked against us going in. We beat them in overtime last year. You know, a 1A school team beating a 3A school. They have a new coach who's been there for probably 12, 15 years as the defensive coordinator. Playing at home, we're just battling a lot of injuries right now. But I'll tell you now, I'm disappointed that we got beat. But you know, I'm not disappointed in the way we played. We had a chance to win the game at the end, and we just couldn't finish it. Our kids never spit the bit out, and I'm proud of the way we played. And we got a chance to win some football games if we continue to play with the effort we did last night.
It's been said on this show by many coaches, and yourself included, that nobody ever likes to lose. But there are ways that you can lose that make it almost unbearable to lose.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can, you know, if we play with great effort and leave it all on the field, you know, and we get beat, I'm disappointed. And, you know, I'm hurt by it, but, you know, I can sleep at night.
Sometimes you just have to tip the hat and go,
it's,
right?
It's those times that you don't, you know, out-hustle people and do those sort of things that keeps you up at night. But our kids, you know, we made some mistakes here and there that we can correct, but by and large, they played about as well as they could play, and they played with great effort, and, you know, they were just a better football team last night. A lot bigger than we were. They pushed us around a little bit. But again, you know, with they put together a great drive and go up 20-7, and you know, we promptly, you know, go 80 yards and score, make it 20-14, and our defense steps up and just has an incredible, you know, three and out. We got the ball at midfield, you know, with 4 minutes to go in the game, with an opportunity, with a chance to win the game, and we just kind of ran out of gas there.
Pretty stingy defense from Westmoreland and the Eagles last night.
Well, you know, they had a good defense. They did a good job, and you know, it was. Like I say, when you're playing with as many young people as we're playing with right now, you're going to, especially up front, you know, you're going to have some nights like that. Our little center, first time he's ever started and really get to play very much at all. We played his heart out, you know, but he was outweighed, you know, 150 pounds, and it was just tough on him. But we'll get better there as well.
A lot of times when you play up, especially a couple of classes, is that the big difference, that the kids are bigger, stronger?
Well, you know, it's the biggest thing is, you know, if you were talking about from 1A to 6A, well, then it's different all across the board. It's a different type of athlete as far as running back, receivers type go. You know, when you're talking about going up two classes, you know, I would take our tailbacks, our receivers over theirs all day long last night. The biggest difference in going from, you know, just moving up two classes and playing like we did last night is probably the guys up front.
Yeah.
They're just a little bit bigger. But we, you know, that was the difference right there. But I don't know if they were that much stronger than we were. We you know, we've got a good weight program, and they just had a little more girth.
Yeah, well, that's where the work that goes on, you know, after the season and until you start practice in the summer, that weight room work, but also learning positions. And I mean, you've got such a great coaching staff there to have the kids in the right positions to block and things like that. That's where you win football.
Well, I mean,
games,
you know, you win. You have championship seasons. You know, they're made from December or January the 1st until the start of fall camp. You know, championship seasons don't come around when you start fall camp. You win championships and you have good football teams from January to, you know, July. That's when those are won.
Yeah. Talking to Steve Carson this morning about the Eagles. You know, one of my favorite Eagle players is Chris Hale, and I tell you what, he's an outstanding kid, works extremely hard, and I was glad to see him score last night. Had a 40-yard run, I think.
Yeah, Chris had about a 40 some odd yard run there in the first quarter. You know, they took the opening kickoff and actually fumbled it, and we recovered it, and official blew that one, I think. They ended up scoring, but we, you know, our kids, I couldn't ask for anything better. I mean, we turn around and promptly drive it, you know, 75 yards in probably six plays, four or five plays maybe. I don't know. I had a seven-play script to start the game, and I told somebody, I said, if we don't score after these seven plays, then, you know, if we run all seven and we haven't scored yet, then I'll just start it all over again. And I didn't get through those seven plays. And so, you know, we responded right out of the gate. We blocked the extra point. So, anyway, we kick ours. We're up 7-6, and it's that way up until, you know, about a minute to go in the first half. But Chris did a nice job, he's a good boy, and he works hard, and it matters to him. And I'm glad that, you know, he was able to have some success last night.
Late in the game, I guess it was Jordan, your quarterback found Andrew Jernigan on a little sideline route, and you give yourself a chance, and that's what it takes. You got to give yourself a chance, and then that narrowed the margin to where you had another opportunity.
Well, you know, unless you're at the game, you didn't realize this. We had we'd pick up a couple first downs or whatever, we had it. I think we had a penalty, and I'm not sure what it was, but it was fourth and I want to say maybe 17 or 18. And we had a choice. We could punt it away and hopefully get a stop or punt it away and then them just keep the ball the rest of the game. And we decided, hey, you know, ball's our own 40. Let's just go for it. And our little quarterback, Brian Jordan, found Andrew on a post route. And if he didn't fall, he scores on that play. And we picked up 30-some-odd yards on that. So we converted that fourth down, which was big. Two plays later, run a little hitch and go, and he makes a nice throw and we end up scoring on it. And that kind of propelled us to, you know, gave our defense a little bit of life there when we kicked off next to hold them like we did. And I was pleased with their effort all night long. I told the kids, look, the only way I'll be disappointed is if we don't play with great effort. And we did that last night, and I think we grew up some. Coach Five Ash mentioned, he said, Coach, we may have grown up some tonight, and I think he may be right. Starting as many young guys as we are, and we gave ourselves a chance to win it at the end and just didn't finish.
Talking to Steve Carson this morning, there are many very good 9-1 teams that make the playoffs too. You know?
Well, you know, that's our goal now is to be 9-1. A lot of our kids were really disappointed last night, you know, that we lost our first game. And I told them, said, look, guys, you know, last year's is over with. It's last year. You know? But having said that, I mean, you know, undefeated regular seasons don't grow on trees. I mean, they just don't come around very often for anybody. You know, I was very fortunate to be a part of two state championships at Smyrna High School, and we never went undefeated. Matter of fact, we never won a district championship in those years. Our goal now is to have a great week of practice, which I have no doubts that we won't have a great week of practice, and beat McEwen and get 1-1.
But these kids that can remember that's a good – we talked about this a lot last year, especially in our last interview, about how that foundation has been set, and now you're laying another layer on the football foundation.
You hope so. And, you know, it's – you know, they
– But it meant something to them last night.
Yeah, it did. It certainly did. And they expect to go out and win. And
that's a change in what's between the years, isn't it?
that's a small change in culture than what's happened since I've been there, and that hadn't always been the case. I certainly don't take the credit for that. You know, our kids deserve it. You know, our assistant coaches deserve it. But you know, they expected to win last night, and they were disappointed. And I'm glad they were somewhat disappointed. You know, you don't want to be happy with a loss in any stretch. You know, but. I think I have no reason to believe that they won't come back Monday, with a great mindset to get better and hopefully get our first win of the season.
Well, somebody will get their first win of the season at Talon Field next Friday night.
Somebody will. And, you know, McEwen's a much better football team than we were last year. I haven't watched a lot of film this morning. I just watched a little bit while Coach Pitt was breaking down for our defense. And what little bit I did see, their quarterback throws a nice ball. He gets behind his pads when he runs. They mix it up with some spread stuff and some solid eye stuff. It'll be a challenge for us. They're much better than they were last year. They got beaten double overtime last night. They'll be hungry. And McEwen's a long way. Went up there last year. I mean,
at least it's at home, huh?
and I hope that it's I hope it warms up this week. And on Friday, it's about 100. You know, and I don't want it to be cool like it was last night. I want them to make a 2-hour hot bus trip down to Eagleville.
Well, maybe it'll just be hot on their way. I don't know about those hot games, but it's been unusually cool this
year. It was nice last night. Yeah. Last night was a perfect night.
Yeah.
You know, and so anyway, you know, if it's freezing cold or however hot, you know, we're going to play Friday night and hopefully play well and get a win.
So you're saying you'd much rather go to Westmoreland over McEwen if you had to make the trip?
I pretty much want to go anywhere that McEwen.
I understand. There's no easy way to get there.
No, you can't get there from Eagleville. You know, there's no way to get there. It's a long way, and it's good folks up there now. Don't get me wrong. Good people, and their coaches I've talked to several times, and got good kids, this, that, and other. You know, I have no desire to. I won't be applying for the McEwen job anytime soon.
Well, I know you had a pretty good crowd that went and followed you last night, and I would expect nothing but a sellout home crowd next Friday night. Eagleville gets out in full force and supports their football team, and I expect a rockin' Talon Field next week.
Well, I hope so. We had a great crowd last night. We always do, and they made the long trip up to Westmoreland. And you know, our I've said this on it before. Our fans understand when they see kids playing hard, and you know, giving it their all, and you know, every snap, whatever, they appreciate that. They're smart people, and they appreciate that, and they'll support a team like that. And I think as long as we're doing that, then, you know, the good folks at Eagle will be out supporting us.
Steve, get a win next week over McEwen, okay?
Well, I hope we do. I hope we do. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll see you next time. That is Steve Carson joining us here from Eagleville High School, joining us after last night's 20-14 loss to Westmoreland, but they've got McEwen coming in this next Friday night. Eagle fans, get out there and support these Eagleville Eagles. By the way, McEwen lost 43-36 in double overtime to Zion Christian last night. So there you go. We're going to come back in just a moment, and we're going to talk some Laverne football. Stanton Stevens will join John Dinkins when we return. You're listening to the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Hey, they've still got some breakfast here. If you're just now waking up, come on out and join us. Ricky Turner will even serve you some coffee. Come on down.